Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on the next verse. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. We're fighting voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talented guests on from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we on it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Instead of pick people's interest, going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That's just what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with the veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen's got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the type that's really yours. Why men cheat? Why are women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. If we come together we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Tonight's topic, is it controlling to demand your partner to not dress provocative?
Tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we'll ask in a simple question. Is it controlling to demand your partner to dress provocative? You may be saying to yourself, what do you mean by not, you know, by not dress provocative? Well, let us give you an example. James and Sarah, a married couple, okay, are getting ready to attend a gathering. When James see that Sarah has on, he see what Sarah has on, he notices her shorts are well above her thighs and so tight, you can see her camel toe. James lets Sarah know that what she has on is too provocative to wear outside and that she needs to change because it's inappropriate. Some will look at James as controlling, while others will look at James as being a strong man who put his foot down the way any man should. Here's another example. Mike and Nicole are a couple who are having some friends come over for game night, right? So when their guests arrive, Nicole is looking at Mike. like he's crazy because he's walking around with a pair of tight sweat shorts. Nicole pulls Mike to the side and lets him know he needs to change immediately because what he has on is too provocative. Mike asks Nicole, what's the problem? And Nicole replies, we can see a feet print and maybe you're okay with your buddies seeing what you're packing, but my girlfriend, Shirley, aren't going to be seeing it. So is Nicole controlling or logical? These are the type of debates we'll be discussing tonight with the rise in quote-unquote toxic masculinity. It has become increasingly difficult for men to speak their minds and put their foot down without facing public scrutiny and being accused of being toxic and verbally and mentally abusive. Some would say feminism plays a significant role in this current climate as they continue to push their agenda and denounce masculinity. Oh, it's about to get real tonight, so don't miss out. Call in at number 563-999-3434 and press 1 if you would like to comment. Yep, so with that being said, here we go. So, okay, take it away.
Here we go. So, Bobby, what you think about those examples? Now, what's your personal opinion on the two examples in the introduction? How do you feel about those situations?
Both situations, first of all, I look at it like this. If they, you know, a couple should, to be honest with you, a couple should already have that understanding down. A couple should already have to understand down where, you know, whether it's the male or the female, shouldn't have to go there to speak to the other party about their dress. Like, they either should be with how the other party dresses or not. Now, the thing is, if there's some type of situation, if there's a situation like, you know, situation like we just brought up, you know, and you have to physically go there, and there's like some type of debate, you have to come to an agreement. You have to come to an agreement. First of all, like I said, once again, you should have already had an understanding on that situation, you know, and I agree that a man should not dress a certain way around, you know, with his woman around certain people or friends or whatever, and vice versa. You know, it's all about respecting each other, respecting yourself and respecting each other. It's all about respect. You know, if you want to have a relationship with this person and I have a long-term relationship or a life partner, you know, y'all really have to talk about the thing, and you have to implement it, not just talk about it. You have to, like, literally implement it. You know, another thing is this, like, you know, a guy should not be trying to secretly advertise himself when he know he has a good woman, if he feels that's not a good woman, that's another reason why they need to sit down and talk. So maybe he don't need to be with that one. If you feel like you got to walk around advertising yourself around your girl's girlfriends, like you're trying to, you know, impress them, then that's a problem. You know, that's a serious problem. And vice versa. If a woman is doing that, you know, she has a man, but yeah, she's trying to impress, you know, her man's male friends by dressing provocative around him, That's the problem. Like, you know, to me, that's saying, like, that's telling, that's like, that's letting the guy know, like, hey, you know, that's letting the guy know there's a problem. Something with that. Like, there's an issue. And he has to really look at that. Like, he has to wonder, like, he has to really realize that, hey, something is not right, because if that was really my woman, I wouldn't have to be in this situation. So that's, you know, that's what it is. You know, they have to have a sit down, talk about it, because it's not looking good. You know, that's a relationship that's going to wind up being, you know, it's going to be like every other relationship. It's going to be short term. It's going to be a short term relationship. It's not going to be long term. So, you know, if y'all really want to be with each other, y'all need to respect each other. Simple as that. Because once there's no respect, once there's no respect in the relationship, that's it. That relationship is going to be over like that in a heartbeat. So,
facts.
Yeah.
I've had these debates before. When I was married, and I was one day my, I guess you could say, ex-spouse, she went to go put on some pants, but they was like real tight. They was like super tight, like the tightest pants I ever seen her put on. And I ain't gonna lie, think about it now, I might have been being a little, it's like, you know what I mean, like a little kind of like just kind of pushy, you know what I mean? But I was like, oh, no, I wasn't feeling it. I thought it was, like, just too much. And I wasn't used to seeing her dressed like that. She had no other pair of pants had ever fit her like that. And I'm like, it looks like you're almost trying to get attention. Like, I don't like that, you know. And I'm one of those traditional type of guys, like, that's like, no, not you got to look like Mary Poppins. But you, like, be modest, you know what I mean? Be decent. And we had a nice little heated exchange back and forth. And at that time, I personally felt like, because I'm your husband, not your boyfriend, your husband, even if you think I'm being a little over the top, you should just, you know what I mean? Like I'm your man, don't you want to, aren't I the one that you confide in and come to in time of need, and the one that's going to take a bullet for you? So even if you feel as though I'm being a little extra, you could just be like, okay, well, you're my husband. Even though I think you're being extra, I'm still, you know, I'm going to respect it and honor that, because I took these vows to honor and obey. And I don't even press the whole, because I know the climate we're in, if you say obey, they say, yeah, you're being controlling and you're abusive and all of that, if you make somebody obey you. But the honor, I think that's honorable, to honor your significant other, your spouse. So I just felt like, damn, like, you know, just on the strength that we're married and I'm your husband, we got a house and children and all this stuff, why not? Why wouldn't you just do it? Like, just because I said it, like, it should be enough. Like, to say, I'm a guy, I'm a grown man. But if my wife is like, you know, I can see your junk poking out and I'm a little uncomfortable, is it worth going with a back and forth? No, I'm going to wear these. No, I don't want to get, it's too easy a fix. Why wouldn't I just like, all right, you know what? I probably laugh like, you for real? I probably laugh. Okay. Probably make me feel like, okay, at least I know I got something to, you know what I mean? Something that's worth looking at, I guess. Okay, cool. You know, I'm going to switch that out. I'm going to change it, because it's not worth a fight, right? And I'm going to respect my wife's, you know, feelings. I'm going to respect her feelings. Like, all right, that's how she feels. Why am I going to sit here to do it anyway, just to, like, rub it in? Like, it's not that serious. I can easily put on another pair of something else. Because my thing is, like, when you go out with on your own, of course, I would hope that you still would kind of keep me in mind and not go too far over the top. Like, if you notice, for the people that's, if y'all watching, listening on BTR's site, and you see the picture that we posted, the default picture, you'll see a woman with some little tiny Daisy Dukes on. You seen that picture, Bobby? The picture of the woman with Daisy Dukes on the
I saw it. Yeah.
Now, what's your personal feelings on that, on those shorts? If that was your woman, would that be over the top, or would you just let your woman dress however?
Now, that's something that's for my eyes only. Right. You know what I mean? I can't have my lady walking around like that, not around my friends, not around my friends. You know, it's got to be a certain way. So I don't want to be showing too much of, you know, my lady showing too much of her body parts around my friends. So, you know, I hate to sound that way, but that's just the way it is, you know. So that's guy. You know, you already see what happens on, you know, Marley and Jerry and all that. You know, and you bring too many people around your league. So, there's gotta be some type of, has to be like, you know, you gotta have some space, you know what I mean? Your girl, your woman, you know, there's nothing wrong with kicking it with your friends and all that. But, you know, there's a limitation to that, you know what I mean? So, limitation. So, yeah. So, that's, you just have to know where to draw the line, you know? So.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We got Joe on the line. Joe wants to get in on this topic. Let's see, what's good, Joe? What you think about the topic, man? How you feel about it, man?
Feels good. And she all of a sudden started wearing pants that were a little bit too tight. All she had to do was change the pants. She didn't have to get into any goddamn argument, okay? Now, I haven't seen the picture of the Daisy Dukes. Daisy Dukes don't bother me. But if Daisy be up to the end, they start showing some ass cheeks. It's just got to take the shorts off. You can wear shorts that will show off your legs like everybody else, okay, without showing everybody that you got these ass cheeks and without showing everybody your crotch. So, yeah, even if it's so-called controlling, the man and the woman have the right to do it. Now, in the examples that you gave, where the girl says to her husband, hey, babe, you know, your junk is showing. She has the right to say that. He doesn't. What he has is for her. He shouldn't be putting it out there on display, making it like a parade or putting it on a float so other people can take a look at it. So I don't blame her for doing that. And your wife should have changed just because. You weren't with the boyfriend. You were the husband. It was just a minor request until she took the molehill and turned it into a mountain.
Yeah, for sure. That was I don't remember that. That was, we got into a big fight. She ended up wearing it too. I was hot. You know, but the times that we're living in, it's like, you know what I mean? Any step further is going to be considered abuse. If you start yelling and, look, you going to do what I say? See, you can't, I mean, you can do that, but it's going to make you look like an asshole. You know, you're going to end up on somebody's Instagram live or something. Somebody going to record it through the wall, hearing your neighbors, hearing it. Oh, my God, she's being abused. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. You can't be a man today. You have to, like, be a fairy. Like, it's crazy.
I know.
You're
going
to
be accused
of toxic
masculinity.
Yes. You got
to
be soft. You have to be sweet
and
gentle.
I'm not going to be soft. Here's how I avoid it. Remember that paper I was telling you about?
Oh, yeah.
Put that down. Put that down on the piece of paper as an example. What if I ask you, I, the husband, or I, the boyfriend, ask you not to show your tits in public. Now, some girls have beautiful bodies, and they can't help looking sexy. A man isn't going to, you know, a man shouldn't say, well, you look too sexy. No. But if you're going to show off more than you have to, just because you want attention, there's something wrong with you. So you put that on the piece of paper, and you say, I would prefer if you, you know, don't show off your ass cheeks and don't show off cleavage. You know, if you've got a nice 36 double C and you can't hide it, don't hide it. Okay? You walk down the street and everybody looks at you, fine. But you don't have to expose yourself along with the double C's. So that's what I would put on the piece of paper. And that way, if she says, yeah, then if that situation comes up and then she starts giving me trouble, like I said before when I went on your show, I said, look, okay, you agreed to it. Now you're telling me you don't agree to it. That's going to seriously hurt the relationship, okay? A couple more times like that or some other infractions coming down the pike, I'm gone. I'm not going to raise my voice. Wait a minute. You're telling me you don't want to do this now? Didn't we agree that, you know, you can't have your ass cheeks hanging out? You can't show off your crotch, and you can't show off your tits? Didn't we agree to that? Yeah, but. And I'll say, okay, yeah, but nothing. That's it.
That's a good point, but that's good.
And then if she wears I'm not gonna rip, but she better be aware that she wants to slap me in the face. She won't have me around anymore.
There you go.
Yeah. I think we gotta start doing that more as men, sir.
Like, yeah.
You know, being more willing to leave. You know what I mean? Because it's not gonna go well if you're sitting there feeling like you're just jerked around and, like, she's just, like, you know, not respecting you, it's going to build up. And rather than staying there and having all of these fights and it getting heated, and eventually it's going to get to the point where somebody touches somebody and all this, or somebody says something hurtful, you have to be willing to say, I will leave. And I think a lot of guys aren't, you know, we aren't doing that enough. Like, we need to be stronger. Because I think it takes more strength to say, I'm going to leave, even if it's going to hurt me. I'm still going to leave, and I'll deal with the hurt and not deal with this toxicity. I think that takes more strength than to yell, curse somebody out, or put your hands on somebody.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm not going to jail for some bitch. Are you kidding? If you agree. Right. If you've agreed to it, then you know what I want. Now, if you deliberately want drama and you're deliberately slapping me in my face to see what I will do, you will find out what I will do. Now, I'm not going to leave because of that. I mean, if I've been with her for 2 years and she does that, maybe because she does want drama, then maybe I might go along with it to a point. But like I said, if that's, if I feel that's a real slap in the face, and there have been some other incidences, too, like calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning when I tell her I don't want to be called at 3 o'clock in the morning, or she has shown up late 6 times in a row. She's trying to provoke me. You're not going to get me to engage in your drama beyond what I want to engage in. It's just going to be, fuck you, see you later. Hasta la vista, baby. That's all.
Yeah, it's peace. Yeah, because these women, you know, they like to play games. They like to play a lot of games. And the thing is, we have to, like Taylor said, we just have to know when to put the foot down and say enough is enough. We really have to know when to say enough is enough, man, because what do guys, got most real men, what do they really want from a woman? They just want the woman. They want that. They want that intimacy. They want to be able to,
There you go.
Go out, have a nice time, maybe hold hands, go to a nice atmosphere that's relaxing, that's like intimate. Go home. They're not looking at a real dude is not looking at what the woman have, like, so far as money and finances.
They just looking at the woman. They not looking at her background, what she has, what she don't have. They're looking at the woman herself. You know, and I mean, I'm not saying it's a problem not to look at all of that. I'm not saying it's a problem. You know, maybe we should look at those things a little more. But a lot of times we just focus on the woman, not get caught up in her situation. You know, whether she has kids, whether she, you know, has multiple ladies, fathers, or whatever the situation is with us. You know, we don't really get caught up in it at all. We just, interested in her, we just deal with whatever comes along, whatever baggage comes along with her. You know, so, and that's it. That's what real guys do. They just deal with it, like, because they want to be with her. But then she wants to turn around and put him through all this drama and all this stuff. We want to, you know what I mean, try to get a little more out of him. You know, see what she can. She try to milk him, basically. Try to milk him. Most women, they would do that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys have to know, like, you know, where this woman is, you know what I'm saying, mentally, because once he sees she's not really into him and into that relationship, she's just about the money or whatever else, he needs to learn, he needs to back up out of that. He needs to back up and, you know, make a U-turn and keep it moving. So, can't get caught up in that. But women will have you screwed for years, and you're thinking you trying to be right for her for years, and all you did was waste your time. All you did was waste that time. Mm-hmm. You could have been somewhere else with somebody else having a great relationship. So don't waste your time with women that ain't, you know, that's not looking out, not in your best interest, not looking out for your best interest. So, you know, you really have to keep it moving. You can't waste time with women that's not really, you know, there for you like that. They really there in the relationship for them to see what you can do for them. Like selfish women, get rid of them.
Keep in mind, that's a good point too, Bobby, because keep in mind, we have to stop letting them just control the narrative all the time, because as we said on the previous show, 76% of women leave the relationship. So it's like, you'll sit there and you'll put up with her BS, right? But as soon as some adversity happens and you're the accused party, and then she'll leave. Like, the woman will, what I'm noticing in today's society, which is kind of backwards from how it used to be, the woman will leave, like, quicker than the man. Like, we're exercising more patience than they are. And I think the internet and social media and these little, what they call thirst traps, like, oh, look at me in my lingerie and got 150 guys in their inboxes and all these guys want them, and they feel like they have all these options. You know what I mean? I think that's really gone to their head. I've talked to many women, and some women are like, you know, their thing is like, they're what they call it, casual dating with options, weighing their options. Man, so, wait, hold on, let me get this straight. You want me to take you out, pay for everything, and hope that I'm good enough because there's like five other guys that's also going to do the same? No, thank you. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. If we can't focus on each other, and if we can't be like, all right, if this goes great, then we're going to look at doing another one, a follow-up, and not focus on multiple people. If we can't do that, I'm not, because then it feels like a reality show. Like, I'm trying to compete and see if I can come out on top. Like, this is sports. Like, this ain't sports. This is real life. And I'm not going to give you all of my time, effort, and dedication as far as even just picking up the tab. That might be a $100 tab, and I might not never see you again. No, thank you. I'm good. But that's just the times that we're living in. Like, it's all about the women, what they want. It's kind of scary. Like, for any guy that's single, to see the climate that we're in, it's like, you know, it's crazy. And it's like, it's up to us. It ain't even a woman. I feel like it's really up to us. I feel like we're making it too easy for them to just do what they want, say what they want, flip the narratives, make it all about them, victim, victim, men this, men that, like we ain't dealing with stuff too. And they can just, they're just controlling the narrative right now. We're letting them do it because we're all so thirsty. We want sex so bad. We want a woman to accept us so bad that we'll put up with anything. And it's time for that to change.
That's fair.
Well, it's too bad that Ted Santos wasn't on Sunday, because if you two were there, you would have said it, and he would have agreed with you 100%, because that's, like I said, that's the thrust of the show, is to let men know that you don't have to put up with nonsense. Women are overrated, and men have to look out for themselves. You can't rely upon women to correct their attitudes. We have to do it for ourselves. We have to look out for us. And, yeah, when you find a selfish woman, like Bobby says, it's, but how do you know if she's selfish or not? Because everybody goes into a relationship with hopes and dreams that she's the right one, he's the right one. That's why I come up with that piece of paper. Because, see, with me personally, with my mindset, if you agree to something, right, no gun to your head, you know what I'm talking about, and then you change your mind, you can't say, oh, I was confused. I didn't know what you were saying at the time, Joe. No, you and I talked about it, agreed to it, and agreed that in case any of these particular things that we talked about, in which I aggravated you or you aggravated me, or if we went over the boundaries, right? I mean, went past the boundaries, went over the top. We didn't do what we said we were going to do. There has to be a penalty, okay? Like, for example, if a girl says, well, no, I'll be glad to change my clothes for you, baby, because you're my husband, you're my boyfriend, and then she doesn't want to do it, yeah, okay. But as a result, since you said you were, but now you're saying differently, put $100 in the cookie jar. That's your penalty. You want to wear those pants, those Daisy Dukes, you want to show cleavage, and you
want to
take advantage of me?
That.
Yeah, put $100 in the cookie jar. Now, if she says no, you know what? I might leave that fucking night.
Right, that is just disrespectful and considerate at that point. Like, it's like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's a great idea, man. Hold on. Round of applause for that, man.
Because
I like that. that's a pretty cool idea right there.
Yeah, because as you were saying,
problem.
Talking about men leaving and Bobby doing the same thing, we gotta make sure that the woman knows that we're serious, okay? And as you said at the beginning of the program today, you know, men take a bullet for the chick. Now, if you want me as a man to take a bullet for you, go inside a burning house to rescue you in case you're stupid enough to put the kitchen on fire, then you got to do some contribution to the relationship. You got to show me you're worth it. And I'm telling you guys, that's been my philosophy for the last few years. And I like it that way because I found that being with people that you don't want to be with as a result of their lying to you or changing their mind or thinking that you weren't serious when you talked about things with her, it's worse than being by yourself. I would rather wait 2 to 3 or 4 years in between relationships than to have a relationship that stay in one for 3 or 4 years feeling like I'm miserable because she's not respecting me. She's not showing me the affection. And the more that she goes, she gets away. I mean, the more leniency I give her, the more she wants to take. I give her an inch. She wants to take more miles. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, for sure. Bobby, you were saying something?
Yeah, I just meant, you know, I totally agree with Joe, totally agree. That's another thing, you know, a lot of guys, you know, these days, it seems like a lot of guys, they kind of get caught up because of, you know, the women's, how, like, they deal, they put up with a lot of stuff with a woman, trying to prove to the woman what the woman means to them. Well, in the meantime, she's the one that's, like, making a guy prove how much he loves her or how much he's into her or whatever. And that's,
yeah, it's like bow down and kiss the ring. That's pretty much what's
right.
going on.
That's what I see. Like it's been switched. You know, it's been turned around. Like the guys are trying to, you know, prove all day and night, like what the woman means to them, but the woman ain't showing them nothing. What he means to her, you know, they really ain't doing a bad one thing. So that's an issue right there, and this is why. This is why there's always some type of problem why relationships don't work out. Because let me tell you something, the woman is the one that's, to me, is cutting off the men more frequently than the man cutting off the woman. Like a man saying, okay, enough is enough, like, I got to let you go. The woman is doing it these days. It's like the woman is having fun with a guy and breaking it off with him.
And she's gonna put it on her timeline too, on her Facebook, on her Instagram. She's gonna let the world know the day that she decides to leave me. Guess what, y'all? I'm single.
That's right.
Y'all go ahead and shoot y'all shots because I'm single. And to prove I'm single, look, here's a picture of me leaving. Here's a video of me packing his stuff. These days, she's probably packing his stuff because he's probably living with her. These days, she's going to do the video of her packing up his stuff. She's going to take a picture of his sexy lingerie to lure the guys right to her. You know what I mean? She's going to change her relationship status from relationship to single, in a relationship to single. So people will say, oh, you're single now? Oh, really? All of that.
Yeah. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
Before the show ends, you got to remind me to give you some phone numbers, the names of other shows I came across last week. Two relationship shows. One hosted by women who believe that men are hoes. I'm not talking about the Earlene chick. I'm talking about three or four women who are hosting their own show. And they believe that men cheat on them. I came on the show, and I presented my point of view. We had a very civilized discussion. And I said, I might bring some people onto their show. If you go to their show, they might come to this show. And there's another show I discovered last week, too. So remind me before the show goes off. I don't have the phone numbers with me. I'd have to go to my PC to get them. So you'd have to remind me, and
okay,
then I have to get
definitely.
Up. I'm lying down, relaxing now.
Right. We got about an hour and 20 minutes before we're done anyway. So, we'll
okay.
definitely get that from you. Because I love to, build some bridges and, get some opinions from some of the ladies and see how they feel. So, just like
you
called.
And like I said, it was a real civilized
discussion.
It was nice. But, I mean, that's what we have to do as men. We have to realize we are the important ones. We're the ones that contribute to society. As Ted says, we build the bridges. We build the buildings. We're the contributors.
Yes.
And women soak up our energy. They soak up our contributions. So we have to realize, you know what? And Bobby was right. Where most men feel that they have to always approach the girl, entertain the girl, continually entertain the girl and impress the girl.
Every day.
Because,
exactly.
Because the girl is sugar and spice and all things nice, and you have to handle her with such kid gloves, and you always have to show her that you're the man, that you're worthy. Hey, I can tell you what, Chickie, I was born with a pair of balls. That makes me worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Talk to him,
that's
Joe.
It.
Talk
that's
to him.
That's all I had to do. Simple. Now, if I'm not your type, I understand that. I mean, if you want somebody taller, handsomer, cool. I don't blame you. But with my mindset, a woman, who's not my woman, I treat with respect and affection. I let her know how important she is to me, especially if I know that she can receive those compliments. There are women that the more that you give to them, the more that they want or the more uncomfortable they feel. I don't want that kind of bitch. I need a woman who's my partner, who can understand when I say to her, you know, babe, you are, I'm telling you, not only are you sexy, but you are terrific. I want her to feel good. I don't want her to feel uncomfortable, and I don't want her taking advantage of me. If she can't do that, she's got to get the fuck out of town.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. These types of conversations are very important to have. I think they need to start being had more often, because guess what? Y'all think the ladies aren't having these conversations? We're on a podcast right now. But women have this conversation right now that we're having is average for a woman. For women, when they get together, they're having these conversations. Guys, we get together, we're going to talk about sports. You know, what you up to this weekend, man?
Yeah.
What's the next hangout spot, man? Maybe vacaying that. We're going to talk about other stuff. The women, they're going to get together and talk about us. They're going to talk about this stuff. Girls, you need to leave them. I would leave if I was you. Especially, we got to do with someone this one day. Your single friends, watch out for your single friends. I don't know why that women that are in relationships and married and they have the single best friend that can't keep a man that's always in their ear, clouding their judgment. But that's a serious problem as well. When that's gonna require a whole focus, a whole 2 hour focus itself, because that is a big problem. That's a huge problem. That's being actually talked about on some of the top YouTubers and stuff that cover this relationship stuff are talking about this now. Like, and believe it or not, some of the women who get it, that are saying, no, we need men. Y'all got to chill. Y'all got to stop with this. They're even covering this. Like you know, the single friends with the little hoes, they can't keep a man because they always, you know, in some other man's face. Like those ones, you have to eliminate them. There's no space. They can't coexist. It can't be your man or your husband and that friend. You can't. And I don't know at what point does a woman get to where she understands that, like, hold up, this circle of people that I have around me is really destroying my relationships. You know what I mean? At some point, you got to realize that.
Uh-huh.
At some point, you got to grow up and say, all right, this ain't high school. All this little gossip girl stuff ain't helping your relationships. It's bringing them down. You and the man should be able to, you know what I mean, get together and figure things out. And it shouldn't always be about leaving that relationship. I can do better by myself. Sometimes you can, but sometimes it's worth, you know, looking deeper into and trying to get to the bottom of the problem and fixing it. I mean, 76% of women leave the relationship. Just think about it. That's mind-boggling. 76%?
They initiated.
Yes, they aren't fighters. They aren't being taught to really fight for love, fight for your family, because a lot of times you got children together. You got a whole life. You got a house together and stuff. It took years to establish that. And sometimes, you know, you need to, you know, get together and try to work on fixing these relationships. Maybe some couples should do relationship counseling and stuff, but guess what? Your best friend from high school, I don't care how far y'all go back, that's not your counselor. She's not your counselor. She cannot save your relationship. Stop going to your girlfriends to be the safe, to be your savior, like, you know what I mean? To fix the problems, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. No, because that stat was also mentioned on Ted's show. I think he said 77%, something like that. You two guys and he have a lot in common in terms of the thrust of your show, okay? Because men have to wake up. Men are too afraid of being lonely, like Bobby was talking about, okay? Yeah, we're the ones that always make the initiative. Therefore, we're the ones that are always facing rejection. Women solve that problem by putting on makeup and just hanging around. And then hoping that the guy sees them, okay? So they don't have to make the approach unless you're a groupie. Now, the groupies do it because the guys are making like $5, $10, $15, $20 million a year. So they figure, look, if this guy doesn't like me, the next athlete will. As a matter of fact, there's a groupie who put up on YouTube a video or a statement saying that all athletes are dumb. She said she fucked something like 8 athletes, 3 regular guys, 5 businessmen, and she's bragging about it. Okay? The name is Brittany Brenner, I think it is. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, and I think it's Brenner, B-R-E-M-M-E-R, or B-R-E-N-N-E-R. Bremmer, B-R-E-M-M-E-R. Good-looking chick, taking advantage of her good looks, okay? But then again, she's putting the men that she fucked down on YouTube. Okay? I'm not sure if the last name I'm spelling correctly, but if you go to YouTube and you put in Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, and then athletes are dumb, it'll pop up.
It doesn't even surprise me. And this day and time that we're living in, it doesn't surprise me not one bit.
Nope.
It doesn't surprise me not one bit, because that's just what's being – that's just – the narrative is being pushed for so long. Like, you know, if you look at, like, the reality shows and all of that stuff, it's like you can clearly see there's a narrative being painted, you know. And I don't know why they're doing it, but it's like they're trying to make men – weak and make women strong, which we encourage. We like strong women, but know your place. Like, the guy still has to be the head. The guy still has to be the one that's going to, you know, jump into the line of fire or fix the house or fix the car, or, you know what I mean? If it ain't your man, it's still a man you're going to. When you got problems, you're not running to your girl to change your oil, you know what I mean? To fix your flat.
Mm-hmm.
Or to prepare the sink.
When you got,
if it's not
heavy,
good man,
right,
it's some other man.
That's right. When you got some heavy lifting to do, it's always a man that you're going to call. Or every man except me, because I'm not a utility man. Okay, I'm not your.
I feel you.
I'm not.
I feel you.
I remember one time I met a chick. We fucked either the next night or the next weekend. I forget which. And then after we fucked, she called me in 2 days, and she wanted me to come down to where she was because she had problems with her car. I told her no, because all I knew about it was that it didn't mean anything to me. She could have maybe meant something to me, but she was a fuck, and I was a fuck. So I'm sorry, chickie, but no, I'm not a fucking mechanic. Not all men are born with a fucking screwdriver up their ass.
Right.
I'm not.
Right.
I feel you. So, no, I'm not a utility man. I'm not a chauffeur. Simple.
Right, no, right. It's like, crazy. Hey, yeah, we all got different gifts and skill sets and stuff. But the funny part is that's probably the same type of woman that would go on social media and be like, not to say hi particularly, but a lot of women would do that. Would you believe that gave this man something? She probably won't say that. She won't put herself on blast. She'll say, I gave him my time, and I asked him to simply come down and help me with my car, and he's too busy to do it. Okay, blocked. You know what I mean? I can already see the post. I can already see it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And talk about my time. I had a discussion with my aunt, who's really old school. I mean, she died years ago, but she died in her 90s. She believed, She was a sweetheart, but she believed that a man with a woman, that a woman is giving her time to him, and that he has to show that he appreciates her time that she's given to him. Not that he has to, I mean, not that she has to do anything, but that he has to do something. That was back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, okay? That's when she was growing up. So, this bullshit, men are waking. The people I talk to, they're waking up, Tay. They're waking up, Bobby. Okay? People on Block Talk Radio. People off of Block Talk Radio. YouTubers. They're waking up.
Yes.
But again, women have to realize that, you know, we like you. We want to go to bed with you. We think of you as sex objects, but also more than sex objects. But in order for us to do what you want, you bring your qualities to the table. If you don't bring them, we're not going to.
Oh, you're breaking up pretty bad, Joe. You're breaking up pretty bad.
I'm breaking up? Oh, let me see.
Yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad. You're going in and out like every other word.
Oh. Really? Oh, fuck.
I think you're good now. I think you're good now. I think it stopped.
Oh, okay.
Because you're sitting on a good point. Yeah, you're sitting on a good point. If you could, we kind of retract that because you were sitting on some good stuff.
Okay, go over it. You mean? All right.
Bring that back.
Okay, millions of men have got to realize that we are important. We're more, you know, we may or may not be more important than you, but we're certainly not going to let you lead us around by the nose simply because you've got makeup on. You've got to bring the real attributes to the table. Not the fact that you went for your master's, not the fact that you make a lot of money, not the fact that you got a car, but can you sustain a relationship? If you do not have those intangible qualities to sustain a relationship, if you cannot accept me when I'm vulnerable, and I accept you when you're vulnerable, if you cry, I'm there. I hold you, right? Now, should I cry? You don't have to expect me to cry, but if I feel anxiety about something, or if I feel upset about something, I expect you to be there for me the same I would for you. If you can't, because you feel that I should be put into a certain role, a square peg into a square hole that you define, yet at the same time, I'm supposed to give you consolation, that's not going to work. You got to go. You got to bring what makes the relationship work, not what you think it works. You please the man in the right way, and you will never have to worry about the man cheating on you, leaving you, or doing anything else that upsets you. Because he will think of you as somebody so special. He will brag about you to his friends and family. He will do for you because he wants to. That's how we're conditioned as gentlemen, to do for you, to show us your worth it. If you don't know how, well, you got a problem, chickie.
Yeah, for sure, because that's a good example, too, because I remember when I was dating somebody back in the day, and somebody I know that was a good friend of my family is somebody that, like, you know, had really helped me on numerous occasions and helped the family, like a good family friend, had passed away. And I was just, you know, kind of in my feelings. I was like, man, I was upset. And then she had called me, and then she was fussing at me about something. I'm like, hey. I'm like, you know, Blase just passed away. And I'm like, you're sitting here, you know, trying to rip me a new one, and I'm over here, like, you know, kind of grieving. And she's like,
right.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, yeah, right? So I was like, you know, I'm feeling like this, like, man, I'm thinking about da-da-da, all of this. And she was like, oh. And she just was, like, sitting there quiet, like, oh, okay. And I was like, that's it? That's all you got for me is okay? Why? Because I'm a man, and I'm supposed to just, be strong and just always just be able to, I'm just like a robot. Like, I should just get over because I'm a guy. I shouldn't have feelings. But
right.
When a guy isn't there for a woman in her time of need, time of grief, and you check her social media, and she's complaining about it all on social media and got all these guys that's saying how they would do this and do that when it's really a bunch of whatever just to get into our pants anyway. You know what I mean? And they're sitting there just having a parade on social media, putting you on blast, trying to make you look like an asshole. You know what I mean? But then when we need them, it's like they're not there. It's crazy. It's crazy. But that's just become a common thing. Like, why is it that men don't get to have emotions and stuff? You know what I mean? Like, why we can't be going through it and we need you to comfort us sometimes when we're going through it? Why is that like, oh, you're soft, you're not a real man? I don't get it.
Right.
Like, I feel like a real woman, a strong woman, a real woman that's really about her man and supportive is going to be there through thick and thin. You know what I mean? You're going through grief. She's going to, we lost Joe, he'll probably call back. You're going through grief. She's going to comfort you. Instead of saying, oh, okay. That's all she said, Bobby. Oh, okay. I couldn't believe it. And you know what? I was young and naive back then. That should have been a sign right there because that's the woman that ended up cheating on me. The same woman that said, oh, okay, when I was going through grief because a family friend passed away is the same woman that cheated on me and ripped my life to shreds. And had me depressed for months. Yes, the same woman. You know what I mean? So it's like it takes us back to the main point of the conversation of like, you know, we gotta stop simping, Bobby. We gotta stop simping and start pimping. That gotta be the new slogan. Stop simping and start pimping, because apparently the pimps are the only ones that get the damn respect anyway. So to get some damn respect around here, we got to start pulling our pimp hand, because this is out of control. This is out of control. I think that we got Joe back. We'll bring him back. This is very much out of control. I should not have to have a fight with my wife about her dressing inappropriate or behaving inappropriate or anything. It should be a, okay, I'm sorry, I got you. Okay. Or at least talk about it.
Just
that easy. Who are you talking to? Like, who am I talking to? What? I thought we took vows. Really? Who am I talking to? So, you ain't talking to me. That's how today's women are. And to touch on the topic, like, you know, it just wows me. Every time I think I've seen it all and I'm, you know, driving somewhere or something, and I look, and I see how these women are dressed, and I'm like, she can't possibly have a man. And sometimes she'll look, and she'll have a wedding ring on. She's married. Wait, you're married and you're dressing like that? Why are these men even allowing this? Why are they accepting this? Why are they putting up with this? How would you a married man, and you have your wife going around town looking like a skank? I don't understand. And then you'll get mad and angry. You can want to fight or shoot somebody when they try to, you know, holler at your wife. When they try to holler at your wife, you're going to be upset. You're going to want some drama behind that. But you're allowing her to dress like a whore. And what do men want to do with whores? One thing. And that's what your wife looks like. I didn't even think that she was taken because she's dressed like she wants some dick tonight. That's just straight up.
Yeah.
And that's just crazy. Like, why are men, Joe, why do you think men are even doing this? Why do you think men are allowing their women to even dress provocative like this, to even entice men to even want to come at them? Because, you know, a woman knows how to give off that energy of like, yeah, I can tell she don't want to be bothered. She's probably taken. Even if she's not married, even if she has a man, a woman knows how to give off that vibe, that frequency to let you know, dude, don't even think about it. You might as well look somewhere else. Well, why are these women just prancing around like it's the Playboy Mansion? Like, what is going on with this?
Well, as Bobby was saying, as you were alluding to as well, women are very selfish. Okay, they can get away with anything they want because of the PC culture that we have today. The PC culture says that men are toxic, men are bullies, men are the cause of all women's problems, and as a result, men are believing it. Now, lots of times, men aren't aggressive because they're afraid of the repercussions. They're afraid of being called a bully.
There you go. They're trying to prove that they're not that guy. But in the meantime, the woman is walking all over, stepping all over the guy, treating him like crap. Some of the negative women, they just look at it as them wanting to get their revenge on the man for the way they've been treated for the last, couple of centuries or whatever, or a couple of decades. So that's the way they look at it. It's like they love it. And that's most of them. I say most of them. Some of them, there's some women out there that's really not trying to go that route. But most of them are going that route. And they just look at it like, hey, this is their time, and they're going to take advantage of it. And they're going to, they're just going to take advantage and enjoy it. They're going to enjoy treating men. And seeing men, real men, manly men, get treated this way. Because it seems like it's tough for a man to be a man these days. Because, this agenda that they're pushing, this other stuff. So, you put your foot down or say certain things, like you can get in trouble for it. So it's just crazy.
And men, another thing too, men are believing that when the woman acts that way, that she's right. They're believing that the woman, has a good reason. No. Hey, man, wake up. A lot of times women are just doing it for the drama. And I'm going to say this for women. If you want to be happy, you stop the bullshit, okay? Because to be happy, that means that you make your man happy and he makes you happy by respecting each other's values.
Exactly.
Having interest and having the same mind. If you're looking for drama, to try to be the princess, the queen of the ball, you're not going to be happy. And when you get into your 40s and 50s and you hit the wall and nobody wants your ass anymore, it's going to be too fucking late. You stupid, stupid female.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty much
where we're at. Can I say it more pointedly? If a woman wants
Please
to be happy,
do.
you pick out the man who is your type. You do not. You know what I think is one of the best romantic movies out there that other people won't think is a romantic movie, but it is? Have you guys seen the movie Her? It came out about 3 or 4 years ago. Remember
Who's
the guy that won the Oscar for the Joker? Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, yes. I know
he's the guy
about.
That's in the movie. The movie's called Her. What's it about is that a guy, they've invented AI, and artificial intelligence is on everybody's cell phone. So he requested a certain type of AI, a female voice. He gets the female voice. The girl, she's very responsive. She's got a sense of humor. She helps him out in his business, helps him out with his email. In other words, she's somebody who is there for him. That's all women. If you take a look at that movie, and she has no arms, no legs, she's just an artificial intelligence. Yet they fall in love. But at the end, she separates from him because, she's like a million times smarter than he is. So, you know, so she has other AI friends who she can communicate with on a deeper level and stuff like that. But she doesn't break up with them and in a way that makes break, you know, that's rude or crude or, you know, tries to put him down. She still loves him, but she loves other people too. He still loves her, but, you know, she is truly developing herself as an artificial intelligence. So, but up until that point, she was the perfect woman. He could call her at any time of night. She would talk to him as long as he wanted. They actually had digital sex, electronic sex. And it was good.
Digital sex.
You know?
Digital sex.
So that's what, that's what men want. Men want a woman who's responsive. No, we don't want you to be doormats. We don't want to treat you badly. We just want to be respected and appreciated for men. That's it. If you don't know that, then you're not a woman. I'm sorry, but you're not a woman.
Yeah, men want intimacy. They don't ask so much from a woman. Not most real men. They don't ask because they're the ones mostly doing the giving and doing treating the women how she wants to be treated. You know what I mean? But when a guy wants something, you know, if he's doing all the right things for her, then it shouldn't be no problem for him to at least have his way with her. Oh, come on, a little, can he get a little something? Can you, you know, some, any relationship is about give and take. So if you give, shouldn't you be able to take a little bit? You know, that's the problem right now. It's like a guy has to go through hell and hot water just to get what he wants from the woman, you know, just to get what he's looking for. And he's not looking for, or not asking for much. I'm not talking about those guys who's looking at how much money she has in the bank or looking at other things. I'm talking about the guy that's into her and is not trying to take advantage of her in any other way. He just wants his intimacy with her at the end of the day. And intimacy could mean anything. It could mean you and her just sitting down watching TV, you know, with your arms around a little soft music playing. Intimacy is not just sex, you know? It's not just sex.
That's right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's everything that has to do with you and that woman. You know, every little thing, you know, that has to do with you in your that quality time. It's all about having that quality time.
Like every nuance.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. So. Women don't realize, that's a good point, Bobby. Like, women don't realize, but like men, because you'll see that a lot. And again, you can always go to social media to this stuff because that's what allows you to see what the general consensus is. And like women don't realize men, we get accused of not being affectionate and stuff enough, but they don't realize that we are more intimate and affectionate than they're given credit for. First of all, a lot of these women, they are dating, I'm not trying to offend all ladies, this is not to all ladies in the pool, but a vast majority of women are domestically retarded. You know what the definition of retarded is? Like, you don't understand. You don't know. Like, you don't know. You're like, you don't get it. You don't know. You don't know how to, your brain isn't clicking. They're domestically retarded. They don't understand how to pick up. Yeah, no, retarded. No, we can't be nice about this. We have to give them the will. We have to give them the will because this is out of control, man. Like, they sit here, think about this. That's why they say women are emotional, men are logical. What logical sense does this make to continuously pick the same guys you complain about and bash about all the time, but the guy that's considered the nice guy, or he's boring, or he doesn't have plan, he don't do it for me.
Yes.
And a lot of times these guys are single, so they eventually will probably get a great woman. But they'll go a while being single, but the player or the jerk, the jock, those guys are constantly just banging, and with a woman will say, oh, okay, You know, she likes the flesh, she likes the edge and everything. What she's going to do is mold him into a great man. And I hate to break it to you, it doesn't work that way. You're not going to mold a man into anything that he's not already trying to be. Men aren't even wired to think like that of like, oh, let my woman show me the way to be a great man. It's really the opposite way around. Women are really wired to, supposed to be wired to say, okay, how do I be a great, great woman for my man? You see what I'm saying? Like, how crazy does that sound? They're getting on social media and they're calling girls up and they're having these conversations.
Where's that wiring, I tell you? I don't know of any woman who says to herself, how do I become a great woman for my man? Show me where that wiring is.
Yeah, exactly what I was about to say, because for the most part, I see women are always talking about what a man should do for her. I don't really see a woman saying, what can I do for my man to be a better woman for my man? I mostly see women.
It's America. It's America. It's not like that in other countries. Have you ever seen an Asian couple? Have you ever walked into a Chinese spot, your favorite Chinese place, and see how respectful, like, the woman is to her husband and how she doesn't step on his toes and how she doesn't give a whole bunch of yip-yap back and all that stuff? And it's no trust. It's not like he's manipulating her, controlling her, slapping her, nothing. He's just like, she already knows how he doesn't even have to say nothing to her. He doesn't have to say nothing. She already knows. Like, how amazing
knows
is that?
Exactly.
Like, she knows. She just does it naturally.
She knows her
it's culture.
Right.
It's American culture. It's just toxic. It's not toxic masculinity. America is toxic. Like, it's American toxicity. The way this country is run, it's toxic. It's being run to make men weak. To make men weak. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Nowadays.
It's crazy.
Yes.
You know what, though?
It makes no sense at all.
On the show that I was telling you, the show that I was telling you about, the Sunday show, when the guy didn't show up, he did a show about, are women different overseas than in America? Basically, no. If you go overseas, though, to China or to Latin countries, Europe and stuff, if you are over there, they're different, okay? They would treat you differently according to their culture. They would treat men with more respect, more affection. But if you bring them back over here thinking that they're going to retain that same mindset, ain't going to happen. Once they touch on American soil and they realize that the law is on their side, and then that woman that you think is a catch, you bring her back over here, they're just as bad or worse. As a matter of fact, the immigrant women that I know and see, they make me appreciate American women.
So basically, that you want to throw that catch back. Basically, you want to throw her back. She was a catch until she got here. Now you want to throw her back.
Right.
You throw her back in the seat where you got her from.
Yeah. That's great.
I can already see it. Because their mind is going to get corrupted, and they're going to get over here, and they're going to watch these shows, and they're going to get these friends that's going to say, oh, you do what? You do what? You do what for them? Oh, no, we don't do that over here, baby. Let me tell you. We run this show over here, baby. We run it. Run it. Let me tell this Beyonce song. Who won the world? Girls. Oh, it's coming. Oh, yeah. Give it a few years. Give it like a couple of years. I can already picture it. I can already picture it.
That's true.
Already
Do you guys know who Groucho Marx is?
Of course. Of course, I do.
I used to watch those silent films, Groucho Marx.
I used to watch that, or the brothers, Groucho Marx and the brothers and all that.
Yeah,
the Marx Brothers. That was hilarious.
Right. Okay, so one time he had a show on in the 50s, okay? And I think it was called I Bet Your Life. And he would have guests come on, and they would talk about whatever bullshit, and then you know, they were contesting for money. They were vying for money. He had on an American guy and something like a Guatemalan woman or a woman from Chile. Anyway, it was a Spanish woman from overseas, right? So Groucho Marx asked the woman, what is it you like about America? You know what she says? She says, here in America, you can be married to the man and still be the boss. I never forgot that.
Wow.
That's, and that was
back. There you have it. There you have it right there.
There you have it. They feel like when they get married, they're the man, they're running the show.
Like the saying goes, the woman rules the roost. And that's been right. Like, Tay, you were talking about the culture. The culture here is to put females first. Even
yes.
A General Kelly, yes. I think his name was, he was talking about it about last year or sometime. And he was talking about how the culture in America was being degraded. But he was saying it was being degraded because you have to put the woman first. And I'm saying to myself, no, put her on the same level or put the man first. You don't always put the woman first. They don't serve in the military. They don't shed blood for this country. What they do is they're born, and they absorb all the benefits that the man provides for them. Oh, here, I want to give you
that's
a saying. I wish I had thought of this saying myself. I kicked myself in the ass. This was a saying that Ted said on his show. You guys are going to love Ted Santos. And I hope he comes over here to your show, because he's going to like your show, too, and some of the other ones I'm going to recommend to him. Listen to this saying that he came up with. Either that, or no, he read it. He didn't come up with it. He says, you can give a woman a bag of gold, and she'll complain about how heavy it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're going to find something to complain about. That's what they do. They find something to complain about. And that's a fact. Give her a bag of gold, she's going to say it's heavy. If you give her a pair of Gucci shoes, she's going to say it's not the right color, or the heels are too high, or the heels are too low, or something like that. It's always going to be something. They're going to find some fault to say something negative. That's what they do. That's what women do all the time. You know, just look, James Brown said it right. Remember when James Brown said, this is a man's world? But, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like you said, ain't nothing but, but ain't nothing like a woman. You know what I mean? But it is a man as well. And like you said, you know, they absorb everything the man provides for. Because the woman is not out here building homes. They're not running the plumbing and the electricity, the water lines and the electric lines. The men are doing that, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, I'm not saying that. There's women now in those fields, but for the most part, men are doing this. So
women are in glamour fields. You're right, buddy.
Right.
The women are in glamour fields. They're not doing the plumbing. They're not going into the sewer systems. They're
right.
not doing the.
And we don't let them do that because
right.
they aren't equipped for that. So we want the. It's like no, we're not saying do what we do. We're saying respect what we do because we can't do what y'all do is good. Y'all can't do what we do is good. But
there you go.
Like, you know, we respect the fact that, you know what I mean, we make this thing function. You know, we make the society function. And y'all play y'all part, too, because God knows if we didn't have women to look forward to, we probably all kill each other, right? So the fact that we have these beautiful creatures to look at and to come home to, I think does keep us at bay. I think it keeps us from spiraling out of control. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
God, I got this beautiful woman to go home to. I ain't trying to go to jail for you, dude. You know what I mean? So we need them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, respect the fact that we're the police officers, and y'all are too. But I'm saying the majority of it is us, and we're the ones that's on the front line for things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was in the store today, and
absolutely.
I was like, it made me think about this. Like, it made me think about what we're talking about right now. Because I was like, I asked a lady a question. I was doing some shopping. So, you know, it's back to school time. My kid is young. So I'm doing some, you know, some shopping. And I had asked her something about a shoe or something. And I don't remember exactly how words was, but it wasn't necessarily the words as much as it was the expression. And I could tell by the way she was talking to me, a guy that's a customer that's keeping you employed, and you're talking to me like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just some loser or something. I'm just like, wow, I can't imagine how you talk to men. If you're talking to a customer who's keeping you employed,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But I was like, I didn't, you know, let it get to me or nothing. I kind of left it off. But I was just thinking in my mind, like, this is crazy. This is a problem. This is a real problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. I just didn't understand, like, the tone and mannerism she was using. Because I was like this. I was like, well, I want these shoes. I was like, I got three pairs of shoes I want. She was like, just show me the shoes. I was like, wow. Like, just show me the shoes. Like, just show me what you want. Like, you doing too much talking, dude. Just show me. I'm a customer. What is this? What type of customer service is this? That just go. Imagine how she talks to her man. You can see the smirk and the privilege on her face. You can see it on her face. She ended up being cool, though, because I appreciated her because she definitely kept me from making a trip back to the store. So I did appreciate her in the end for that. But I'm just like, the way it started off, why is that necessary? And that's so common today. Like, in today's society, it's just common.
Like when you go to the supermarket, you know what I mean? The cashiers. They act like their particular position. They're like they're above the position. Like if they weren't cashiers, they would be managers of a CEO of a company or something.
Yes.
Are you crazy?
Oh my God!
Right?
It's crazy. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah.
No, the retail clerks and mainly the immigrant ones. The American women. Generally are better than immigrant women. Immigrant women, they just don't seem to have the wherewithal to be actually good customer service girls. American women
That's
have better, more, to me,
communication
they have better patience.
Skills. Right.
Yeah,
and
they have better
communication skills,
and they're a little friendlier, you know,
and,
little bit more helpful.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's the truth. Cause I
like I'm saying, immigrants
just
appreciate American women.
Customer service reps. Yeah. Because that's what the thing is. A lot of these companies hire these foreign customer service reps now because it's cheaper. They get cheap help. But the thing is, they're not good as the American customer service reps. But the customer service reps in America, they probably have to pay them more money. But the thing is, you get what you pay for. A lot of people, sometimes with these foreign customer service reps, it's a language barrier. That's the first thing. You know, you'd be like, huh?
Yeah.
What? You know, it's always some type
of. Oh, yeah, all the
like,
time.
Yeah. Yeah, like you don't, you know, that just that alone is an issue. And then sometimes they just don't know how to talk to you as an American. Sometimes it can come off as being somewhat rude, you know, so. And sometimes people get frustrated and hang up on them. Like, oh, man, ready for this. I'm calling, but I want to get another rep. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's how it be. Sometimes, you know, you just don't want to deal with this person. And,
you don't
want to
be bothered with that shit.
Right, right.
Right.
So you hang up and then you call back hoping to get somebody else. So, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll see if y'all agree with this. When it comes to stuff like customer service, whether it's in person or phone, right, I find personally that I get better experiences with the men, which is kind of weird because you would think that a woman,
absolutely,
you know, a woman should be more wired in prep to be better at a job like that than a guy. But it's just it's crazy. I can probably count on one hand how many times I had a bad situation with a guy dealing with some type of customer service stuff. But the woman, my God, oh my God!
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even have enough. We have to. I would need all of us together.
Don't have, enough,
have enough hands for that. Yes, exactly, exactly. It's crazy.
See, the thing about
it's
most
that princess
guys,
mentality.
Right.
Yeah.
So, see,
princess,
guys
yeah,
are not
of.
On that.
Princess,
guys
yeah.
are not
yeah.
on that. Stuff. They're not on it. So they're more like, guys are more like, they're about finding out the issues and then fixing it.
Yes.
And solving it. They find a solution.
Yes, problem solvers.
That's
what we are to society,
right?
Man. We are the problem solvers of society.
Yes.
That's why.
Go.
It
right.
makes it fit. If you think about it, it makes
That's
sense.
Right.
It makes sense. It's
and
good.
We're good
it
at
does. It. Makes
and
sense.
We're very
yeah.
good at solving the problem. That's what
it's
men are
problems.
Not good at solving the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, they're not that good as men. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's always an issue with these women customer service reps, because they, I don't know, it's like they get caught up into, to me, like they get caught up into themselves more so than
yeah.
solving the problem
they are.
Into doing with their job, you know? And that's the problem right there. So that's why you're right. The men are more professional, and they will get, you have less of an issue with dealing with a customer service rep as a man.
That's true.
He's going to get
That's
to
right.
it. He's going to solve the problem. He's going to get to what the issue is and find a solution and then get it to you. So that's what they do. That's what we do. You know, we're problem solvers, like Tay said. That's the issue. That's what we do. And that's why, and we get it done quick. You know, we find a solution. You know, we'll figure it out. If we can, we will find it, you know. Or we'll figure out how to solve the problem. So that's what we do. We're much better than women at that. That's a fact. You know, this
and see, everything is.
Yes.
Like life is all about structure, and that's what's not being understood, at least in America, as far as like the way this thing is being run. It's like everything things work when there's structure. And for the religious spiritual people, you can look into the Bible, and it speaks a lot about that throughout that book, that structure matters, and the man is the head, the woman is the foot, and all of that. Like you need structure. So, I mean, yes, 50-50, but know your place. 50-50, still, 50-50, but it doesn't mean that, like, the woman is still, like leading, like, I'm gonna be blunt with it. A woman, she can't lead the relationship. It cannot happen. The guy has to be the, if the guy ain't the leader, look at any relationship y'all have seen, right? You want to see a pathetic relationship? See an alpha female in a relationship. See a relationship with the woman leading and an alpha female and a beta male. Because an alpha male and an alpha female would never be together. Like, look at a relationship where the female leads and the man is second in charge, and see if that's a healthy relationship. It does not work. You have to have order. The guy has, there's no other way. The guy has to lead point blank. You might as well get over it. Go ahead, get your boo-hoos out. Go ahead and do your little post about it and woman up and shut your damn mouth. Stop being toxic. You know, just be home and pretty, inviting you to take this dick tonight and shut the fuck up. Damn, it's annoying, man. For real, it's
you know what
annoying.
You guys should do?
It's annoying, man.
You guys should have a show, because this term hasn't been invented yet. You guys should have a show about toxic femininity, about toxic female.
Toxic femininity.
I haven't
there
heard
we go.
That.
There we go.
You know,
that's fact.
You guys should have that, because that's all over America. And right now, I'm looking for the phone number to give you guys about the show. So I'm at my computer. I'm going
okay.
to go to where I put the phone numbers. So, and I should have them in a few seconds if I. Oh, talk about toxic females. Did you hear what happened to the governor in the state of New York? He had to resign.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, well. Oh, he did? It's happened already?
Yeah, he resigned.
I noticed it.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, he was on.
Wow.
He
had
to
go on
that. That's right.
Yeah. And look, remember, I was
right.
talking about it last Sunday, right, Tay? I put it in the show about it.
He just did it. Yeah, Bobby just did a YouTube video about it. It's on Bobby's YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And now he was on it. Yep. But at that time when I did it, you know, he didn't resign yet, but I was just talking about what he was going through. With the sexual charges by
yeah.
11 different women.
And also that everyone was asking him to resign, including Biden. They were asking him to resign. You know, he was
Has it been proven yet? That's what I want to know. Like, is there hard evidence? Are there video footage proof?
No, women were saying women were talking about what he's been doing there up in Auburn, upstate New York. And, you know, that's where, you know, the government offices are and all that, you know. So, they was talking, one woman was talking about how he put his hand under her blouse and grabbed her breast.
If he did do that, then he definitely got to go.
Say
a lot of things.
Right.
You can say a lot of things. My ex-wife said that I choked her, and I got arrested for that, and I did not choke her. So you can say a lot of things. But where's the proof is what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Why don't you got the proof? I'm going with the foot. Get his ass out of there.
They have a report now. I downloaded the report today. I haven't started reading it about why he resigned. Okay? They got all these women who have complained about him, accused him. Now he hasn't gone to trial, but he's resigned. They've weaponized their so-called toxic masculinity so that men will suffer. That's one of the purposes. Okay?
Yes.
Now let me give you guys the phone number and the name of the show. It's on Thursdays, okay?
Thursdays, okay.
The name of the show that I want, it's on I think it's either 8 or 9 p.m. I wasn't sure what time I came on. But it's the name of the show that I went to. Now listen to this. This was last Thursday on the 5th. It was called Why Do Men Cheat? And then blame the female for hoe-hopping. Why is it allowed? Okay? All right? Why do men cheat and then blame the female for hoe-hopping? Why is it allowed? The name of the show, it's called The Faces of Success Radio 1015F. Faces of Success Radio 1015. The number is 1015. That's not written now. 1015F. And it starts at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Yeah, 1015F. It's right. Faces of Success Radio. 1015, like 1015F. 1015F. And the show the show I went to was called Why Do Men Cheat and Then Blame the Female for Hoe-Hopping? Why is it allowed? You just put in Why Do Men Cheat and Then Blame the Female. Here's the number. It's 323-642-1569.
Okay.
323-642-1569. I called in. Right. It was a civil discussion. They had the other side of the fence. I had my side of the fence, but it was a good discussion. Downloaded? Huh? On Thursday. It's around
eight
either eight. Thursday's either 8 or 9. I don't know exactly what time because I got there late.
Cool. All right.
And here's another show on Thursdays. They made this show just for me because I went to their show 2 weeks ago, and the guy asked me. He says, "Joe, do you think women are victims?" I said, "Women are professional victims." So he made the show that topic: are women professional victims? Because I told them, if I could, I would go back. So that's the name of that show, and that's a relationship show. And that's on either 8:30 or 9:30 p.m. Okay? And the hosts of that particular show, they call themselves Two Mics and a Mind. And Mics is spelled M-I-C-S. So So it's two mics and a mind. Two mics and a mind. Thursdays, either 8:30, what is it, 8:30 or 9:30. And here's the number for that show. I just discovered these last week. The number for that show is 929-477-2762.
I got it.
Hopefully these people will show up when you call in. So far, you guys are going two for two with the shows I've been recommending. You call in, they're not there. I don't know what's going on with them.
It's all good. So we understand. Sometimes life happens.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
The last one.
So
these
are the two. You got one more.
No. I just got the two. But I think you'll enjoy both of them. But the other one, where the one with Why Do Men Cheat, and that one, both of them on Thursdays, let's say just after 8 o'clock. You'll enjoy that. And then when you show up and talk to them, then you can have them come over to your show and network. You can network.
Yeah, it's all about building bridges and having these conversations, because we're passionate when we think about this conversation, these topics, but it's not out of malice. Like, we don't enjoy this. We want it to be better. We want healthy relationships.
Right.
We want the women to respect us. We want to earn that respect back. They give us a chance. Like, try to trust us. Like, you know, give us a driver's seat and give us a test run at least. You know what I mean? Like, how are we going to get anywhere if we don't do this thing together? And the problem, one of the major problems is the fact that, like, the way these women are being brought up, they're being brought up wrong, they're already coming in with a certain mindset, a preconceived notion that men ain't ish, is that all men are lying, cheating dogs, and that they only think about sex. You know what I mean? And so, like, the respect ain't there. So when the respect isn't there, the treatment, the special treatment that we want isn't going to be there. We have to change that. We have to change it. We have to.
And you know,
they're going to keep thinking that men have to jump through hoops. No more.
Now, I understand that a lot of these women has been scorned. They've been through some tough situations with men and also with the black men. So that's why a lot of these women look at men a certain way. Now, you know what I'm saying? But you can't put every man in the same basket. You know, we are not we have we may be similar, but, you know, most guys, is not going to do certain, we are different. Like, we're not going to do things, we may not do certain things that you put you through, certain things that someone else may have put you through. So, some guys is not, they want what they want. A man want to be a man. But the thing is, what are you willing to do to get, a lot of guys are just, they want to do all the right things to prove themselves to the woman. That is true. To prove, like, listen, you can let your hair down with me. You don't have to be so defensive. You know what I mean? And it's so tough because of what a lot of women have been through. And that's the issue why a lot of men and women, that's why a lot of women put men through what they put them through, and vice versa. So men look at women a certain way because of that. A lot of men are not really understanding what the women been through and are not trying to understand. And a woman is just not trying to give any man. They just look at, they just put all men in the same category, and that's the problem. That's really the problem right there. That's why we not.
Well, I brought that up when I was on their show last week, the one about why do men cheat on us. And I said, you know what? I'm an advocate for men, but I'm not somebody who believes that all men are angels. I said, you know what? 25% of men are probably scumbags. I said, subjectively, that's my opinion. They can't handle a relationship worth a damn. But the 75% of us okay? We want a good woman, and as you were talking about, Bob, intimacy, all right? And as you were talking about, say, you know, we don't mind earning your respect, but then you can't make us jump through hoops. So I was telling these women that, and they weren't getting defensive, okay? They were talking about how they were mistreated by their husband. So I hope hope you guys show up for that particular show, because they're all women, okay? All women. I think about three or four female hosts. And it'll be a good discussion.
Yeah, it'll be great. Hey, Joe, as long as we're not getting thrown under the bus and roasted afterwards. As long as we're not being accused of being trolls and all of that stuff after the fact, then I'm all for it.
I hope not. But that one there who did that, she's a fucking loon. I can tell you she's a loon. She might be mentally unbalanced. And I say that because she believes she's talked to God, okay? She believes God has sent angels down on earth for her to talk to them. She's a loon, right? She is a nice girl, but she's still a loon. So for her to go off and get triggered the way that she did, there's no rational explanation for it, you know? So, okay, bye. That's it. You have to download the show that I did with her. It's called Joe's Relationship Show with Earlene.
I got to hear that.
Oh, it's good. It's good. I actually have to admit that it's good. The one about, you shouldn't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And she brought up, what if I really need you? And she brought up, the normal feminine objections. So it's, I like the show. So a good lively show that should make people wake up, about the situations that they're in with their partners. And we don't mind as men earning the respect like we were talking about before, but you got to show us, that we can't jump through hoops forever for you. No amount of makeup is worth all that bullshit, okay? No amount of makeup.
Yeah. You wonder why men are 30 years old with a hair full of gray hair. Because of y'all, man. Y'all are doing this to us. It's driving us crazy, man. Mm-hmm. We stressed out more than we've ever been in any other time. Because we're coming home, you got a hard day, you had a hard day at work, and you come home to an even harder day. You come home to more toxicity than you dealt with at work.
Let me see your phone.
Let me see your phone. Now, pull your pants down. Let me smell your balls. Some guys are coming home to that. Some men are really coming home to that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I feel for those
guys.
But
they believe. Sure. And they believe the woman is right, partially right. If they said to themselves, look, in some instances, if the woman really has a real suspicion that the guy's cheating on her, I don't blame her for wanting to look at the phone. Because like I said, 25% of men are scumbags. Either they've been hurt early in life, they don't know how to treat a woman right, they don't know how to accept love, they don't know how to enter into intimacy. Those you leave alone, okay?
But
leave them alone.
Said? But that's the problem. These 25% of men that be treating women like crap, it seems to me that these are the guys that the women be wanting. Women always
that's the
want
they
that
pick.
Bad boy.
They pick
women
them. That's what a woman does.
Yeah,
no, that's what American women. That's what they do. They'll pick those guys. I had these conversations with women. Like, they'll say straight up, like, they're going to... They get a thrill out of thinking that they can shape
and
mold you into the perfect man. Because women like an edge. Us, like good guys, nice guys, it's like, we don't like it, but it is what it is. Women like an edge. Like, nice guys, or guys that aren't into drama and don't want to fight and all that stuff, aren't high in demand for women. From the sense of a woman will say she wants a nice guy, she'll get on social media, I want a guy that's going to hold me and it's going to flowers or holidays. They say they want that, but then when they get a guy that does that, and they cheat on him with the guy that's living on the edge,
they feel like crap.
It's like they'll say he was exciting. I don't know what came over me. It's like he gave me a thrill.
The bad boy was exciting.
They want that, right?
Yeah.
They want the guy that plays with guns. No, literally plays with guns. You know what I mean? They want that guy that's living life on the edge, but they don't want that guy to whoop their ass or be a threat to them. But they want that guy that's going
back
to be a jerk. Women like jerks. They don't like some women like and appreciate a nice guy, and those women are probably happily married right now. So we're not talking about, but shout out to all the happily married women who are angels to their husbands and not giving them a hard way to go. But we're not talking about them right now. You know what I mean? We're talking about the women that are on the market, because those are the ones that matter, because the ones that's accounted for, they're already accounted for. Like, they don't like it. I've had this conversation with too many women. I'm talking about college-educated women that got their own house without a man, that have accomplished things in life, and, you know, she might seem like a great woman or whatever, but that's like, she can't, it's like, it's almost like she can't help it. Like, she wants that guy that's on the edge. I told you, I had a woman tell me before, you're a great guy, but you're too nice, you know, it's not enough edge, it's not enough fire, like, I want
there
a guy
go.
That's going to shake me. No, she said this. I want a guy that's going to shake me and tell me to shut up. Physically shake her. So when I physically shake her, and she gets mad because she's a woman, and we all know women are emotional, and she calls the cops on me, now I'm going to get.
Right.
That's why I said women are domestically retarded, because of that right there. That's my proof right there. The fence rush.
You know what?
I heard that before, too. Yes, I heard that before, too.
Sure.
Women wanting a guy to be, they said they want a man to be a man, tell him what to do and be the boss and take, you know, be controlling. They want a man to be controlling and be a man. Like, but then when you, like you said, Faye, then when you try to take it there and be that man, these days, it's one of getting, they be calling the cops and, it's like going down the central book. You know, going to court.
Let me tell you the secret code. I'll tell you the secret code behind that, okay? When they say, women love drama, okay? So, they don't mind a guy. You know what the number one sex fantasy is of a girl? To be raped. But do they really want to be raped
in
the way that rape is? It is.
Yeah,
the number one fantasy.
Man, you're right, man. That's crazy.
Here's the thing.
That is shit.
But they don't want the rape that occurs in real life. They think they want the rape of their imagination. The guy picks them up, throws them down on the couch, okay, has his way with her, penetrates her, but she's not bleeding, or if she is, it's only a minor cut, you know.
He's not like beating her ass half
to death. Like the real rape when they they don't understand that, all right?
When they're
talking about the men, they want the men to be men, they're really saying, I will let you lead, I will let you do the heavy lifting, I will let you take the risks, but if you step out of line, I will rein you in. You will not be the leader anymore because you are a bully, or you're going against my wishes. You see, they're letting think that, okay, I will be the real man and women will love me. No, I got news for you guys. Okay?
So, Joe, that
they're using
called,
you.
A passive aggressive woman. Correct? That would be considered a passive aggressive. Like she's really playing a passive, but she's really the aggressive. She's acting like she's allowing you to do what you have your way with her, but she's really having her way with you. That's what she wants you to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course. That's the woman. Passive aggressive. A woman is one who will control you using her femininity. and is passive about, as opposed to being in your face. She will manipulate you. She will make you feel guilty, or she will make you feel proud to be a man, but she's doing that in order to manipulate you. Yeah, being passive-aggressive like that. So that's code. Men have got to watch out for that, okay? Because, they go for the bad boys. They go for the excitement. They go for the drama. But when they are bored with it, they want to send your ass to jail. They want to go on to the next
one. I'm trying to tell you, that's crazy, because that little, that's a very slippery slope right there. That whole thing, let's play rape and stuff. Listen, I've had a woman say that, like, I want you to play rape me, and I want you to choke me while you're doing it.
She said, don't choke me like you're trying to kill me.
No, she said this, don't choke me like you're trying to kill me, but choke me enough where I feel like I can't breathe. I said, excuse you? You out your damn mind. Yes. Can you do this? I want you to fulfill this fantasy for me. Pray, rape me, but choke me too. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised how many women are into that little twist of stuff. Like, they like stuff like that. Like, choke me. I've had a few women. Not all of them say pray, rape me, but I've had a few say choke me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you think
there was an author called Nancy Friday. She wrote the book My Secret Garden, and in it she interviewed women, and the women said their secret fantasy was to be raped.
Wow,
that's crazy.
You know what?
Yeah,
that is crazy. But I'm not. I actually believe it. Some women do want that. Their fantasy. Yeah.
Some of them of them have actually been violated and stuff, and some of them are just like, they're just mentally. Some women need to get help. They need therapy. They need psychological evaluations.
Yeah.
Some women aren't ready. They need healing. They need therapy. Some women are too messed up.
Some of these women have been violated and molested
by their uncles.
That's right.
And, kidnapped women have been through things, and they're just not ready. Some of these women shouldn't be in relationships until they get themselves together.
Yeah.
Remember when I was telling you about that 25%, 75% ratio? I agree with you, Tay. I say 90%, over 90% of the women in America need some kind of help mentally and emotionally in order for them to actually be a worthwhile woman, because either they were accused men of sexually assaulting them when they were children, or they were made too uncomfortable on the job, or that men are patriarchal, or because of toxic masculinity. They're always blaming men for everything. Over 90% of the American women are like that. See, 25% of men are scumbags, but 75% of us, if presented with the right woman, are willing to accept and engage and become intimate with the right woman. 90% of women, when they get the man that they want, they don't know how to keep him.
There you go.
Yes.
That is so true. I totally agree. But sometimes I think that some women just don't know what they really want. They say they want something, and then when they get it, they don't know how to perceive it.
Gotta give you one for that, Bobby.
Thank you.
they don't know what they want. A lot of women don't. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Yeah.
Not all women, but a vast majority definitely, they don't know. They don't know. They're still trying to figure it out. Even 40 years old, still trying to figure out what she wants in a man. Yes. Crazy.
That's true, because I went to a show years ago. The show's no longer on the air, but I downloaded the clip. I downloaded the clip of it, and I was asking this one chick. I said, "Who is your perfect man? Describe who your perfect man would be." She didn't really know, so I went through a little bit of a checklist. So she said, "Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that." I said, "So if you had this perfect man, would that be good for you?" That would be it, right? She said yes, but you know what? There was another woman who was on the show who said, "Nah, that would be too boring."
Not surprised. I told you, I'm not surprised at all. Only in America, man. in America. Oh my goodness, man. This we got to continue to have these conversations, and we got to have these sit downs with these ladies, and you know, try to, you know, continue to glue this thing together, and you know, get to a place where we have more consistency, better relationships, a higher successful marriage rate, and a higher successful relationship rate, because not everybody wants to be married. I know I don't. And I scare a lot of women off when I say that. But I don't.
No.
You know what I mean? So you have to respect the everything that comes with the relationship the same way you would a marriage. You know what I mean? You can't wait until you're married to be the best version of you. It has to start in a relationship. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's one thing that's not realized. It's like, you know, I've had this conversation with a lot of women, too.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of women are like, you know, well, you want this treatment from me. Well, I need a ring. How do you deserve a ring if you aren't going to show me that you're going to give me what I want? So what sense does that make? I got to cross my fingers in the hope that you'll become a better version of you after I dedicate, commit my life to you. You know what I mean? I really just signed this government document that lets you take half of everything I got when you decide to leave.
There
because
you go.
Why? 76% of women leave. Why get married?
Yeah.
She's going to leave and try to drain you, especially if she's in her feelings because she feel like you messed the relationship up or you did anything to her to make her feel away. She is going to, you better hope you don't have kids. You're going to child support. She's going for spousal support, and she's going to have of all the property. You're going to have to sell the house. If y'all can't agree on who gets the house, let's be realistic. The woman usually gets the house and the children. So if y'all can't agree, you're either going to sell it or she's going to get it, but you ain't going to get it. You can hang that one up.
Right.
I don't care if you bought it and paid for it before y'all got together. You aren't getting the house, mister. You can hang that up. You know what I mean? So... Yeah.
That's
so we got to continue to have this conversation. This is important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sir. Yeah. This is definitely a good one. Go ahead, Joe, what you saying?
Joe, you just said something?
Did he get close?
You there, Joe? Oh, no. His number's still there. I can't hear him.
Yeah, I don't hear him.
We're winding down. He's still connected, but I can't hear him. I don't know what happened. But we're winding down. I'm going to just go ahead and give my final statement now. As far as, you know, because, you know, I'm glad that we got into this other stuff, because this other stuff we talked about is actually more important than the topic. Like, the topic is good. Oh, we got Joe back. He's on here twice. Okay, Joe?
Okay.
Yeah, my app again. My app closes down. After an hour or an hour or 9 minutes.
Oh, okay. Bet. We're giving closing statements. I'm going to just go ahead and get mine, and I'll let y'all give yours.
Okay.
I'm glad that we got to get on touch on this other stuff, because I feel like this other stuff, as much as I like the topic, this other stuff to me is actually more crucial and more important as far as, like, you know, the climate that we're in. But as far as the topic, you know, I do think that, you know, people should be allowed to give their take on how their partner dresses. And in the example given in the introduction, like, if a guy's out, like, I've been this is uncomfortable to me. I've been in a house with a guy, and this guy is guys and women there, and this guy's got his boxers on. He's got a wife beater on. That's a tank top for those who, you know, maybe don't connect with that term. In boxers, because he feels like he's in his own home. Dude, that's uncomfortable. I'm about to leave. Like, what is this? So it goes with the men, too. Dude, you cannot be walking around with guests, and your woman got her sister or her friends or whatever, and you got your boxers on with the stuff hanging? Like, what? That makes no sense at all. Like, I don't get it. And some men do that, and that's no different from a woman that is walking around with just, you know, so a woman like to dress comfortable, like a woman might put on her man's shirt, and, you know, you're taller than her,
yeah.
So your shirt comes, like, kind of to her thigh a little bit. It's just underwear. I would find it very inappropriate if my woman had on a shirt, and if, you know, my t-shirt and under that just some underwear, and that's all around. I don't care if it's a little
long
or whatever. No, that's inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
But some men like to flaunt their woman around, and that's acceptable to them.
True.
Not me. I am the guy
right.
that will say, take that off, not having it. And as of recently, I just decided that I was no longer going to tolerate the BS that a lot of women put us through. So now I'm at a point now, I'll be single for the rest of my life. If I have to accept being controlled and emasculated by a woman, I have come to terms with being okay with that because, like, I feel so much better now. I feel stronger. I feel more in touch with me now than I ever have as far as, like, me accepting. And when I was accepting that stuff, I was talking to a lot of women. I was dealing with a lot of women. But I was also not getting the real respect and acknowledgement that I would want. Like a woman willing to kind of make me feel small, tell me about myself, you know, tell me about I'm not, you know, how I'm raising my child and just doing, you know, saying inappropriate things that's crossing the line. Instead of being knowing her place, and now I no longer accept those things. My circle is smaller, and I couldn't be happier. I'm cool with that. Only a great. I realize that it's going to take a great woman to kind of, you know, give me what I want. You know what I mean? To make me feel whole. It's going to take a great woman. I can't accept a subpar performance. I can't. It got to be
the average woman.
All in a line.
Or the average
it has
woman.
To be. And that's the only thing that's going to be right for me. And I realize if it's not that, then cool. I'm cool the way life is. I have a lot of distractions, things that keep me focused, things that make me happy. I do not need a woman for my life to be fulfilled. And now that I can say that and really mean it, I feel much more powerful, much more in tune with myself. And I'm not worrying, I'm not stressing. When I'm dealing with these women, I'm stressed out. She's being disrespectful. She's emasculating me. She's hanging up on me. She's telling me about myself. She's talking about how she can have another man, but she told me that's very emasculating and I think rude. So, no, I don't deal with that no more. Now, if you say something like that to me, no, I'm good. You can have that. I'm gone. I'm not going to accept it. Right from the beginning, we're going to talk about what's acceptable and what's not. I'm not putting up with that BS no more, and I'm happy. I really am. So, yeah, with that said, who want to go next? Bobby? We'll let Joe close it out.
All right. Yeah, basically, I totally agree with what you said. And I will say this. It seems like the realest people that have the realest things to say have the smallest circles. And all the people that's talking about all the BS, the fake stuff, have the biggest circles. If you look at all the BS that's you know, you see on social media, the nonsense has, like, thousands of likes and thousands of views. And the people that's talking the real stuff have the smallest amount of views and likes. And I don't know if you ever noticed that. But that is a fact. Yeah, definitely. It's so true because people like BS. People like BS, and I'm not with the BS, so I'm probably, you know, I'm cool with it. But I'm not going to be telling people BS. I'm telling you the real deal, telling people around me what they should be focused on, what they should be thinking about. That's what it is. And I'm going to tell you like this. I am comfortable with who I am. I'm comfortable with me being in the situation that I'm in. And I also don't need a woman to make me feel whole. I'm happy. And I don't need someone to make me happy because I make me happy. I'm good with my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? I may not be where I want to be, and most people probably aren't where they want to be financially or whatever you want to call it.
But I'm thankful for what I do have. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy. Like, I'm content. But I'm saying I want more out of life, but I'm content where I am. I'm thankful. I thank God for where I am. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's another thing. I'm thankful. So far as, like, the situation with the topic we was talking about, listen, and this goes for men and women. We both, listen, we have to respect if we really, or if we all really, like, if we really cherish our relationship, then we need to respect the relationship. We need to respect ourselves, and we need to respect the other party. If the other party feels uncomfortable with you, as I say, a man in boxers or a woman in a man's T-shirt or T-shirt and panties around people, respect it. Respect each other's opinion and get appropriate. You don't want to – I've been in a situation like a years ago where I had to check my woman for being inappropriate around a certain person. And, you know what I'm saying? So around her sister's boyfriend. But we was all together, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it was a certain thing that I saw, and I took her right outside, and we had a nice little talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And she got herself together. So you have to, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes it may mean leaving that party. Sometimes she don't want to act right. She thinks that she feels some way, then you don't need to be with her. She don't need to be with you. She doesn't respect you, or she feels like a certain way, and she doesn't want to respect you, then you need to cut that off. That's not for you. You know what I'm saying? So simple as that. And vice versa. It goes for the women, too. If the guy's not complying with little things, he's walking around your girlfriend in his boxers or whatever the case may be, then he doesn't want to respect you or listen to you, and you need to check that, too. You do what you need to do. So... yeah, it's simple. It doesn't really take. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science, you know. So, you know, yeah, just respect. Just respect the world. Respect your relationship. If you really care about that relationship, if you're really into it, then you need to respect it. So, yeah. All right, Joe. Yeah, go ahead and say what you got to say, bro.
Yeah. You guys were talking about how the women should, you know, should respect themselves, of course, and not walk around in a way that's going to entice the friends of their boyfriend or husband. Did you guys see the Kardashian reality show where Kim Kardashian and I think her sisters, one or two of her sisters and her friends, okay, were over at her fiancé's apartment? This was the guy who used to play for the Nets. Before they broke up, she, her girlfriends are over there at his apartment. He's not there yet. Do you know what they're doing? They're doing personal, they have a personal trainer over there doing exercises. Sounds okay, except that when the guy that she was engaged to at the time, when he walks into the apartment, the personal trainer is teaching them how to flex, stretch their muscles. But he's doing it naked, not just
wow.
Shorts and, you know, naked. And he comes in, he says, what's going on here? So Kim Kardashian says, well, baby, we've got a personal trainer. He's teaching us how to stretch out and all that. He wants, I think, well, he wants him to leave. I don't think he didn't insist on it. And then Kim Kardashian, he leaves. The guy, I forget the guy's name who played for the Nets. He leaves, and then Kim Kardashian, on camera, starts bashing him because he didn't like the fact that the trainer was nude. Well, of course
you see,
not, you stupid bitch.
This is the point we was trying to make.
Yeah.
He gets bashed because he sees the trainer, a male, training his girlfriend or his fiance. Naked, the trainer was butt naked, but the sister gets on him because he tells the guy to leave because he doesn't want no naked mm-hmm. guy around his fiance. But he's the bad guy now because he tells the trainer to leave. See, this is
what
that women try to make you feel like you're wrong. You see what I'm saying? That's the stuff you cannot deal with. Women try to do that, you get her ass out of there. Yeah, because he's trying to brainwash you into believing that you did something wrong and you didn't. Mm-hmm. Because if that shoe was on the other foot, you already know it would have happened. It would have been a problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's some naked woman being there training you and all that, and she walks in the door, and this woman is butt naked and training. With her breasts out and everything. Come on, man. Really? Come on. Really? This is supposed to be killing you. Like, what they think? We were born yesterday? Like, we were just, like, we just, mm-hmm. You can just tell us what to do. We're supposed to just, yes, there. You know what I mean? Come on, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem right there. Really? You really, you would not, if the shoe was on the other foot, you would be pissed. But now, you don't want the guy to be pissed. You want to change how he feels, get an attitude with him because he wants the trainer to leave. Come on.
I don't watch them chicks, so I hadn't even seen that, but that's crazy.
I haven't seen it either, but,
yeah.
But come
that's,
on.
I would have been, he would have had to leave. So what happened? So the guy, the husband, just the boyfriend or whatever, just left, and that was just the end of it.
The fiance left, right, because he of course, he's a gentleman. So the naked guy is still there. I don't know if he wrapped up the session or not. I forget, because I saw this about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, maybe even 10. But, you know, it made an impression on me. Like we're all saying, the women will always point a finger of recrimination at the men and try to make them feel guilty. Right is right, wrong is wrong, and especially if we agree upon it. Even if we don't agree upon it, this is my apartment. I don't want him here. He's got to go. But, of course, he was in love with her at the time. He doesn't want to upset her because of the conditioning that we men get to be gentlemen. Now, to be a gentleman doesn't mean that we have to always abide by your wishes. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Simple. Okay?
Right is right, wrong is wrong. There you go.
Yeah. You know? And, and for the people listening to your show, Tay and Bobby, this show is not about bashing women. This show is about trying to get men and women together.
Yes.
That's why we're discussing what we do.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. That's exactly right. We're trying to come to an agreement. We're trying to come to a better relationship between men and women. We're not here to bash women. We just here. And look, we talked about the women, but we also talked about the men. We talked about a percentage of men that treat women like crap, and we don't respect them either. We don't respect the BS. But we're also not going for the women that's trying to brainwash the good men and make them feel guilty over certain things that he may feel or do. So that's what we're just trying to have a better relationship, a better understanding between men and women. We're trying to build something better between us, because that's what we need.
Right. Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Well, this felt like a good venting session. Because sometimes, guys, we need this, because we're under a lot of stress. We're under a lot of stress. And women are a big part of that. So we need to have these sessions and these conversations, and we need to have these conversations with the ladies as well, but we need these conversations because, you know, this ain't something we enjoy. Like, some people are just, they just like drama. We're not those guys. You can hear the things that we're saying, and no, we're not those. We hate it. That's the reason why we're having these conversations. We don't want it. It's easy to just be, if you want some drama, that's easy to go ahead and start dealing with people and drama and all this stuff. No, we don't like that. We're not into that. We're representing the wholesome guys. The guys who just want to be good guys. They don't want to get in no trouble. They don't want to be in no abusive relationship. They don't want to be the abusers. They just want to live life, be happy, and support one another. And we all get along and sing kumbaya. That's us. That's what we want. We don't want the drama and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're having these discussions. We'll continue to have these discussions, and ladies, you are definitely welcome. This is not a guys-only conversation or platform. Ladies, if you're listening, you are welcome.
Call
we invite and encourage you to join the discussion, And so you can help us figure this thing out, and we can get to a better place. So with that said, man, this is It's Real Talk Radio, T-Real, Bobby G, and our good friend, Mr. Joe.
Mr. Joe.
Always appreciate you, Joe. And
yeah,
round of applause for the role. You got that. I'm gonna give you the other effect, the other one.
Yeah, because he's one of our favorite callers who always call in for the most part. So, yeah, thank you so much, Joe.
Well, you guys have a good show,
sure.
So I enjoy being here so that I can vent, you know, my
right, you
my expressions. Mine. Yeah. All
there
men need to vent, and all men need a woman as a friend who can accept it. And, you know, I'm glad I brought that up because just before we leave, you ever notice, like, say, you're watching a boxing championship, regardless whether it's a heavyweight championship, light heavyweight, et cetera, when the man wins the championship, the mother and the girlfriend are always the first inside the ring, right? Yay, he won, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Right.
What happens, you ever see the mother or the girlfriend when the guy loses the championship? They're never jumping inside the ring.
They sure don't.
Yeah.
They sure don't.
No, there's usually just
and
there
was,
I've seen it plenty of times.
That's right.
That's a good point.
So
true for
we're trying to find common ground. Yeah. We don't need, I'll speak personally for me, I don't need a woman to share my mansion. I need a woman to share my park bench. On the way up, I can have anybody I want. But it's when I'm feeling bad or when the business maybe is on a downturn and we have to work our way up again or there's something that happened and we have to correct it. That's the woman I want. The woman is willing to share my park bench. Not that I'm going to stay there forever. But I'm using that as a metaphor. That
yeah,
I might
steal that from you.
I might borrow that,
Joe. I like that one.
You basically want the woman
that's there for you when you're down, not just when you're up. You know, you want the person that's there for you when you're going through the tough times. That's the real person you want. Because then when you're going, that's the person you want when you're doing good. Because she was with you through the tough times. Do the low points in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. That's
more
that's
men.
And
most men feel, well, I have to be rich or powerful or have some sort of status to get the women. Well, that's very true in a material way. But if you're going to jump through hoops in order to get that status, that money and everything, just to get the woman, then you're going to end up with a parasite. You're going to end up with a woman who believes. Right. If you're not doing it for yourself, and if you're not sharing yourself and your assets with the woman who deserves it, and she's not sharing her assets, et cetera, with you, to your satisfaction, you don't need her. You don't need the trophy wife. You don't need the trophy girlfriend. You need the intimate friend. The intimate lover. There's a distinction there for those who are listening.
Yep. For sure.
That's perfect.
Well said. Well, to be continued.
Thank you.
Great conversation, guys. This is It's Real Talk Radio, T-Real, Bobby G, and Joe. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.